Hello, Douglas here. You've made it. This is the final lesson, lesson 50 of A Tour Through John. It's a quiz. In a way, it's a way to review all of our lessons on John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation, but it's also a test. I'm going to read the questions one at a time. Write down your answer. If you're unable to do that, for example, you're driving in your car, then make an effort to mentally note and remember your response. Then we'll go back through all the questions, this time with the answers. The second time, keep track of your right answers and see how you did, if you're writing it down, or if you're going through the notes in the podcast, you could just use a check mark. There's a grading scale at the end of the page. See how you did. Again, if you prefer not to listen to the audio, just to read the questions, that's fine, but you won't find the answers there. They're only in the audio file. Let's begin. 1. How many confessions of faith do we find in John's Gospel? What's the number? How many confessions of faith do we find in John's Gospel? Got it? Okay, make a note on paper or a mental note. 2. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus claims to be the way, the blank, and the blank. John 14, 6. The way, the blank, the blank. Got it? Make a note. 3. Whom did Jesus see under the fig tree? Who was it that Jesus saw under the fig tree? Number 4, how many chapters of the New Testament come from John? The total in Christian tradition, the number of chapters from the Apostle John. Number 5, who proclaimed my Lord and my God? Who said that? Got all your answers so far? We continue. 6, whoever denies that Jesus came in the flesh is the Antichrist. Well, that definition appears in which two letters? In which two letters do we find it taught that those who deny that Jesus came in the flesh are the Antichrist? Number 7. In Revelation, there is a dramatic contrast between two cities. What are those two cities? Name them. Got it? Two cities? Number 8. Who helped Joseph of Arimathea to reclaim the body of Jesus after his crucifixion? There are two people who reclaimed the body. Joseph of Arimathea, and who was his helper? Number 9. Diotrephes and Demetrius, which one was the good guy? Was it Demetrius or was it Diotrephes? Number 10. We looked at three keys for understanding the book of Revelation. One is a reasonable familiarity with apocalyptic, with that genre. Another was knowledge of history, at least a little knowledge of history, like Roman history. And the third key was a solid grounding in blank. A solid grounding in what? Got it? Number 11. Which is the first of the 7 I am sayings? There are 7 I am statements. Which is the first? Jesus says, I am what? Number 12. This is a true-false question. Walking in the light, 1 John 1:7, is equivalent to walking as Jesus walked, 1 John 2:6. True or false? Walking in the light is the same as walking as Jesus walked. Number 13. Speaking of truth, who was it who asked the question, what is truth? You remember the name? Who asked, "What is truth?" 14. The elder preferred pen and ink over face-to-face interactions. True or false? Did he prefer pen and ink over face-to-face interactions? 15. What is the name that New Testament scholars have given to the chapters from John 2 to John 11? So John 2 to John 11, those 10 chapters of the gospel have been given a name by New Testament scholars, with good reason too. What is that name? 16. This is true or false. The first miracle Jesus ever performed was turning water to wine. True or false? You made your note. Number 17. What is the literal meaning of apocalypse? I'll give you four options. Is it A, mystery? B, symbol? C, unveiling? Or D, revelation? The literal meaning of apocalypse: mystery, symbol, unveiling, or revelation. Number 18. This is a true-false question. According to John, all Christians have received an anointing and do not need special elite instruction. 19. Jesus' crucifixion takes place in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John chapter what? Where does Jesus' crucifixion take place? Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John what? Number 20. To whom is 3 John addressed? Is it A, Publius? B, Philip? C, an angel? Or D, Gaius? To whom is 3 John addressed? Publius, Philip, an angel, or Gaius? 21. In John chapter 21, what animal does the number 153 pertain to? In John 21, what animal does the number 153 pertain to? 22. To which island was the Apostle John exiled? Where was he when he received the revelation? Which island? Number 23. Which action of Jesus reminded his disciples of Psalm 69? Which action reminded them of Psalm 69, which contains the observation, "Zeal for your house will consume me"? Just two more questions. 24. A simple discipleship study, including 3 passages in which Jesus uses the word disciple, can be constructed from which 3 chapters of John? Which 3 chapters of John can be used? They all contain the word disciple, to create a discipleship study, all within one gospel, all using Jesus's definitions, so to speak. And 25, who wrote, "Do not love the world or the things of the world"? Who wrote that? Do not love the world or the things of the world. Okay, your answers are all written down, or they've been registered and logged mentally. Let's go through them. See how you've done through the series. How many confessions of faith? In John's gospel, of course, there's 7, just as there are 7 signs and 7 I am sayings. One of those I am sayings is the answer of number 2. In John 14:6, Jesus claims to be the way, the truth, and the life. You would have to get both of those for that to be right. 3, whom did Jesus see under the fig tree? Well, this is in John 1. This is Nathanael, one who's a bit skeptical, but he's won over so quickly. Nathanael. How many chapters of the New Testament come from John in Christian tradition? Number 4, the answer is 50. Right? 22 plus 5 plus 1 plus 1. Plus 21. So 21 from the gospel, 22 from Revelation, 7 from the letters. 50. 5. Who proclaimed, "My Lord and my God"? Well, of course, it was Thomas. It was 1 week after the resurrection. Falls down at Jesus' feet. John 20:28. Thomas. 6. Whoever denies that Jesus came in the flesh is the Antichrist. Which letters is that in? 1st and 2nd John. 2nd John is like 1st John in miniature, but they both deal with the same issue, that docetic Gnosticism. Number 7. In Revelation, there's a dramatic contrast between two cities. What are the cities? Rome and Jerusalem. Or better, Rome and the New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem. Number 8. Who helped Joseph of Arimathea reclaim Jesus' body? It was Nicodemus. 9. Who was the good guy? Diotrephes or Demetrius? Well, Demetrius was the good guy, not Diotrephes, who loved to be first. 10. 3 keys for understanding Revelation: apocalyptic, history, and Old Testament. It's a solid grounding in Old Testament. 11. Which is the first of the 7 I am sayings? Well, that appears in John 6, where Jesus says, I am the bread of life. 12. This was a true false. Is walking in the light equivalent to walking as Jesus walked? And the answer would be yes. 1 John 1:7, 1 John 2:6. We walk in the light doesn't mean we're perfect, but we are following Jesus. Number 13, who asked what is truth? Well, that was Pontius Pilate, John 18. The elder preferred pen and ink over face-to-face interaction. False. It's always better. I'd rather be there. So I'm just doing a short letter. 15, what name have New Testament scholars given to the chapters from John 2 to 11? This is called the Book of Signs. This is where we find those 7 signs. Although, to be firm, to be clear, the final chapter of John, which may be an appendix, seems to include another one where the miraculous catch of fish. But the Book of Signs. 16. The first miracle Jesus ever performed was turning water to wine. False. It's not his first miracle. It's simply the first of the signs that John has recorded in his gospel. Number 17, the literal meaning of apocalypse. There are actually 2 answers to this. It does not mean mystery or symbol, but it does mean unveiling or revelation. So you get credit if you said C or D, either one. 18, according to John, all Christians have received an anointing. True, they don't need to be taught. They don't need some extra special elite instruction. They have, we have indeed received an anointing. 19, Jesus' crucifixion, Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. 19. 20, to whom is 3 John addressed? Publius, Philip, an angel, or the correct answer, Gaius. Gaius. In John 21, what animal does the number 153 pertain to? Well, it's the fish. Fish. To which island was the apostle John exiled? Number 22, well, he was exiled to Patmos. I'll be there in a few weeks. Beautiful island. Bigger island than you would imagine. 23, which action of Jesus reminded his disciples of Psalm 69, zeal for your house will consume me? Of course, it was the cleansing of the temple, which we find in John 2. 24, the simple discipleship study could be made from passages where? Which 3 chapters? 8, 13, and 15. 8, about abiding in the word, we're really his disciples. 13, loving one another as he has loved us, which shows the world we're disciples. And 15, we bear fruit and become his disciples. And finally, 25, well, it was kind of a free question, since the whole quiz is on John, who wrote, do not love the world or the things of the world? Well, that was John. How did you do? Total it up. I'd be interested in knowing. Feel free to send me an email if you'd like to let me know how you did. Here's the grading scale. If you got 23 to 25, that is, you missed no more than 2, I think that's excellent. You've done great. 20 to 22, very good. Good, just 17 to 19. You're in the 17 to 19 range. It's not great, but it is, shall we say, good. Room for improvement, right? 14 to 16, fair. I would expect that grade from someone who's maybe a very young Christian, especially if they didn't listen to all my podcasts. But that's what happens when you skip some or you're distracted. No one, by the way, can multitask. We'll just do less well at one thing and better at the other. And if you got below 14, well, in my grading scale, that says poor. This grading scale isn't from God, but it is intended to help you see where you are. It's a kind of diagnostic. It's been an honor to teach this series on John. I hope you learned a lot, whether you've been around for decades or just days. There's a lot of biblical material at the website. There are many series with hundreds of podcasts to help you learn the Bible, and I'll keep recording those as long as I'm physically able, because God's Word is a true treasury. Thank you for being part of this. Bye-bye.